Welcome once again to our Vitamin for the Mind, a little nutrition for the mental faculties, a few words to live by. And it came to pass, about that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to his hometown to be accounted for. So Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judea, David's hometown, for the census. As a descendant of David, he had to go there. He went his way with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them at the hostel. There were shepherds camping in the neighborhood. They had set night watches over their sheep when suddenly God's angel stood among them and God's glory blazed around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. I am here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody worldwide. For a Savior has just been born in the town of David, a Savior who is Messiah and Master. This is what you're to look for, a baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger." At once the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises. "Glory to God in the heavenly heights, peace to all men and women on earth who please Him." As the angelic choir withdrew into heaven, the shepherds talked it over. "Let's go to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us." And they ran off to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child. All who heard the shepherds were impressed. Mary kept all these things to herself, holding them dear, deep within herself. The shepherds returned and let loose, glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen. It turned out exactly the way they had been told. It was a simple scene that first Christmas. A rough-hewn room, a young couple, and nothing but a feeding trough to put their child in. It was probably quite cold, and with family far away, there was little help. Not exactly the hallmark moment we like to show in Christmas pageants. And yet this rustic scene marked the greatest event in the history of man. God's Son became human and came onto the earth to save us. God had promised to send a Messiah, one who would save His people. He could have easily burst on the scene as a full-grown man, a 7-foot warrior with fiery eyes and arms of steel. This was what many people were looking for, but it wasn't how God did it. He arrived in the arms of a young girl. He was, as another man put it, a very small package wrapped in rags and given from the heart of God, a matchless gift. God gave His Son so that we, by believing in Him and serving Him and praising Him, even in all our brokenness, foolishness, sin and rebelliousness, could know forgiveness. He came so that we could know what love feels like. Real love. Love that never leaves. Love that never disappoints. Love that is never betrayed. He sent His Son into a corrupted world to bring hope to humanity.